The root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. In our first reading today, our reading from Isaiah, we get this wonderful vision of this peaceful land. You know, we have carnivores such as lions and leopards and bears and wolves coexisting in peace with lambs and kids, calves. And we have a child who brings this into being. A child who even is able to sit and touch the poisonous asp. And so we have this vision of this wonderful place. And as I said, in art, it's often, a lot of pictures and paintings have been throughout art called the Peaceable Kingdom. And it really is a metaphor of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven in which we are all waiting for, in which all are called to live in peace with one another. Though we have visions of animals of all sorts, it really is talking about those who are powerful, those who are weak, those of us who are sort of in between, all living together as brothers and sisters before God. That this will come about because of the branch from Jesse's tree. In other words, from the great, father of David, we will have the one who will come and save us all and lead us into peace. And we have Paul going on in his letter to Romans about how this time is at hand through Christ. Paul speaks a lot about the now, but not yet. The idea that the kingdom of heaven is there before us, but we're not quite there yet. Through Christ, God's kingdom has entered the kingdom of man. And that salvation has been made possible through Christ. That God has redeemed us through the Son of David, through his own Son, Jesus Christ. Yet the work of the kingdom isn't complete. And that means that each and every one of us who are called to Christ are called to complete that work, to move the kingdom further ahead, to move others towards it. Now, sometimes this seems like a daunting task, especially when you're living in a hostile world, a world in which it seems like nobody wants to get along with each other, a world in which it appears that it is okay to see the most outrageous things. In a world in which a lot of people are living in fear, it seems hard to imagine that the kingdom of God is there. But that's why it's more important than ever that you and I and all of us who are called by Christ to continue in this work of love in which we have been given. Through our baptismal vows, we are called to love our neighbor, to make sure that those who are struggling are taken care of, to be the voice of those who have been pushed down, to open our doors to all people, but more important, to go out our own doors to those people and to invite them to join us. God's kingdom is at hand. But again, we're not completely there yet. Now, Advent, as spoke about last week, is this time in the church that reminds us that Christ has promised that he will come again. But it is also a reminder that we must prepare ourselves for Christ's return, that we don't know when that's going to be. So we must live our lives as if he could be here any minute, because he could be. To give of ourselves freely, to show others the path of love. Now, there's an old saying that you may be the only gospel somebody will ever see. And you always got to ask yourself, what kind of a gospel do you want other people to see? Do you want them to see a gospel that is about love, about acceptance, about generosity? Or do you want them to see a gospel that's about anger or hurt, about exclusion? Now, brothers and sisters, it really doesn't matter what our politics are, where we come from, what we look like, what we sound like. We've all been made in God's image. We have all been made children of God through Jesus Christ. Through Christ, light has entered the world. And through you, that light continues to shine. So, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you not to become discouraged, not to give in to anger, never to lose hope. Because as long as we have Christ with us, we know that all is possible. We know that the kingdom is at hand. We know that through Christ, our hope lives. So I encourage you to go out to be the gospel to other people, to be that invitation to come be a part of, to be the love that you have been so freely given. For through each of us, the kingdom gets just that much closer. We have a lot of work to do. But I can't think of a better group of people to do it. So my brothers and sisters, it's time for us all to get to work.